Shir Tzadik Gimel and Sukkah continued. Hey Sivan, Hey Tov Shin Mem Aleph, June 7, 1981, on Sunday.
The Chachamim have the keyach to take away from Reuven his woman and give it to Shimon. Is the Chachamim have the keyach to confiscate somebody's property? In Fezra Sefer, confiscated the property of certain Jews at that time. So it wasn't gezel, but lochem it isn't, because look, and it didn't become his. So the male and the sukkah was the sukkah sheva, because there is no requirement of lochem. Mashinke here, gabidalad means, so it has to be lochem. So thesis in the first portion agrees with the sheet of Rashi. Whereas, thesis in the second portion, agrees with the sheet of Darvishim, who are here to Rashi. As a matter of fact, most Hashem are here to Rashi. Most Hashem hold that whenever the Chachamim or Misake a certain key, and so then it's affected in the rice, so it becomes his mineral. So that's the Shire in the Tushim. Alright. Or then, Umashe Mitzas Nam Chuber, the fact that it was Mitzas Nam Chuber, Mechoshev Shino Maiz. In other words, and this, it cannot be called Chizan Yosei, because once you pluck it out from the Mechuber, it cannot be restored to the state of Mechuber again. The state of Mechuber. So let it be Shinemaisa. So he says the transition from Mechuber to Tolush, that's no Shinemaisa. Kingdom in Ishtame Shmoibika. The Mechuber was a Rehashta was a. Ki the Ashta from the Risha will come. Now the Oh, they are here, it points out. He has the Kashi. Here the Gemara says, "We can use Bishin Hashem because we also wash in Shaini." So the Gemara says, "We call Namel also in Shaini." So that means even before you pluck it out, it's called Shaini. So the question is, "Mikor Tesis says here, Tesis." So Tesis should have said, "The Mikor in Shaini, Vashin in Shaini." Tesis says here, "The Mikor also wash also." So the question is, when did it become in Shaini? Moreshah, the Mikor also. The Hashdosi. And here, so why didn't the Gemara say Mikora will also wash in Shine? And then the Gemara says Mikora Namri was in Shine Kore. That means even while it's Mechuba, it's called Shine. But Tesis here seems to say just the reverse. That even after it is Nishlash, it's called us. So just the reverse of what the Gemara says. A quote from the Gemara, it appears that it's called Shine even while it's Mechuba. And from Tesis, it appears that it's called Ose, even after it is Nisraj, and after it is Nega. So it is still called Ose. So that's what the Ochonea is. So Ochonea gives a very simple paradox. In other words, that is both certain people call it Ose, the Hadassi, certain people call it Ose, and certain people call it Ishani. So those people who call it Ose, will call it Ose even after it is plucked out on the book. Those people who call it Ishane will call it Ishane even before it is blocked out. So in Mele, there is no Shin Hashem. There is no Ashin Hashem. We call it Ashin Hashem. Ashin Hashem is an Ilekam. How did God was declared the Chavrei, the Katrei, after God, the Shadi, the Arab, the Day, the Kon, my time will be called the Hashin Hashem declared Mikre. So the Gemara said in so many words, it will come. And if somebody guzzles it between the chaplay, he guzzles a palm branch from his friend, and the chaplay, in other words, he plucked it out from the tree. After Gabi Shadira, every day, he plucked it out and threw it into his yard, into his field. Let's say, his field, the joint, his harvest field. So, look on it. My time with Mikore Dikle Mikre Lashi Name Dikle Mikre. In other words, while the palm branch was attached to the palm tree, it was called Dekel, and now after it was detached from the palm tree, it's also called Dekel. So in other words, it's no Shino. We have a the possible to use it. But, after all, as long as it was attached, so it had vegetative life, it was a living thing. Now that it was detached, it's an inanimate thing, so shouldn't that be considered a Shino? So it is. So Teisa says, Gore Mikach Shelo Yehoda, Oy Mibheimo V'Iskino, V'Choshiv Shino, Avo Gavu V'Nishtam Yishmo, V'Nishal V'Nishas Azeo, V'Chen Eitzim V'Shipu Mavoni, V'Sismo, Tzema V'Nivno V'Shad Yilkam. So he says that the fact that you detach a vegetable, something that has vegetative life in it, you detach it from the kalka, thereby destroying, terminating the vegetative life, the plant life, so that was the constitution. Even though choshed olihod, let's say if somebody gathers a behemoth, and then the behemoth reduces so much that it will not gain its original weight again. So that is issue. Or behemoth is kino. He gathered the behemoth became old. Behemoth became old, is not going to become young again. So that is issue. So one could say, I mean, superficially, one could say, if becoming old is considered a shino, so certainly a detaching from the mechuber, thereby terminating the vegetative life, the plant life, is certainly a shino. So you see, it's not like that. It's not like that. So in other words, choshe lehoto behemo miskino, that is a shino. Abogam du mishtameshmo, umishal grazir. If he buys food wood, food lacks of wood, and he drinks them, so that is a shiva. But to pluck out from the chuba there does not constitute a shiva. Kavod in his sefer has a very long discussion of this thesis. Now I want to mention it because there is something that Kavod says, that he, even though he bases it upon the Rav Chaim, but it seems to me that it's contrary to what Rav Chaim says. I mean, Rav Chaim bases it upon the Rav Chaim. Now, but I want to mention what Rav Chaim says on this thesis. So before that, so we have, I want to mention a certain Rav Chaim, and this Rav Chaim is a very important in Balakam. And it's important, it's very relevant to the next thesis. So that's why I mentioned it. Now, the Rambam is the Bezmu Hazil Vavende Halochet as well. Gozul Kui, Vishal Break, suppose Shimon gathers a killer from Ruben, and he breaks it. Whether it breaks and you're dying or it breaks by itself. In Shomeri Abchas. So let's say the Kele, the unbroken Kele was worth, let's say, $5. The broken Kele is worth $4. Apparently the Rambam does, as the Magadisha can tell, the Rambam does not have reference to the case where it was broken into numerous fragments. Then it's certainly Kele. But let's say, you know, a piece was shipped off. It wasn't broken into many smithereens, into many fragments. But just a piece of the kele was shipped off. And it's still shmoyor. Even if the kele, if a piece chips off sometimes, so it's still called the kele. Called the kele. That kind of a shovel, the Rambam has reference to. Goes to a creamy shop, right? Now, so suppose the kele, the unbroken kele, without the chip being broken off, so it's worth $5. Now that a piece was shipped off, so it's worth $4. So suppose if Shimon gathered the kele from Reuben and he broke off, the piece broke off, so Shimon cannot say to Reuben, listen, this kele is worth $4. How much was it worth originally? $5, so keep the kele, and then I'll give you, I'll add another dollar. You cannot do it. Goes with Lee Bishopre in Shomoy Abchas. El Mishal in Domo. Vakri Ashomo Shodaz. Vakri Ashomo Shodaz. In other words, he has to pay $5 to Ruben. Shimon has to pay $5 to Ruben. And the broken kele, which is still worth $4, let him keep himself and do whatever he wants to. So, I mean, so if that had been all that the Rambam mentioned, so then one would be sure that the Pshat in the Rambam is that if there is a Shevah in the Kele, so that's Shino. So he's saying, but let's see how the Rambam says further. Vimrotzu ha-bayu ritel ha-kri ha-shavu neitlein u-mishalem ha-pchas shezu takonem yiribayu vimrotzu v'orishut v'yodom lechim kol kayin tzibazim. So, but suppose Rubin says, listen, I don't want $5. I want, it is very precious to me, this tailor. I like that tailor. I have an attachment to that tailor. So you give me back that tailor, but you have another dollar. So then, so suppose if the Bible says that, even though the gospel says, listen, I don't want to give you that tailor. I want to keep that tailor. I also like that tailor. I'll give you $5. So then, who prevails? The Bible prevails. V'imchotzo ha-bailim v'ipil ha-shori y'ashobo neklin m'shal m'achas she'zut ha-kola yili bailim v'imchotzo ho-reshus v'yodom v'chei koka yitzvah. Because the fact that the Gazlan can be forced to pay donim and keep the broken tailor for himself, that's for the benefit of the nixel, to accommodate the nixel. In other words, that he should not be forced to take back a broken tailor and just be given another dollar. The difference. But if the buyer of the nixel prefers that, then the Gazlan can be forced to return back the broken tailor and just add it up. So the Maharishi asked Kashi, why is it so Mashiach? Why can the Gazlan be forced to pay donim $5? Because it's a shidduch. If a piece broke off, so it's a shidduch. So it's kedusha, so it's his. So what if it is? Now, so if it is his, how can the nixel force him to return the thing in specie? After all, he's kedusha the thing in specie, the man. He's kedusha. There's the Magnish discussion. So the Magnish says, Vitzorchi, Lomo Lekona Hagazlan Bishinu Maise. And if he's kedusha Bishinu Maise, then the nixel cannot demand that he should return the broken tailor. Because the Gazlan could say to him, listen, why should I return the broken tailor? The broken tailor is mine. I have title in it. That's the Magnish discussion. V'ulai v'sheshmeo. In other words, perhaps the Rambam has referenced to a case where the break was minor. In other words, it still is broken tailor. Let's say sometimes, you know, the handle of the tailor, the cup, breaks off. So you still call it tailor. It's not as convenient, it's not so. It cannot be used in the handle. So in other words, so he said, Magnisha says, in the case where the break is so major that it doesn't even retain the same name, all right? But suppose it was a silver cup with a handle. Silver cup with a handle. And then he guzzled that silver cup with a handle. And then the handle broke off. So everybody calls it a cup. It still retains its name. So then if the nixel wants to be paid, so then he has a right to demand that he should be paid. But if the nixel doesn't want and the nixel prefers that the same broken tailor should be returned, so then the government cannot say, I'll keep the broken tailor and I'll pay you money. Because it's not a real shino. That is it. So Rav Chaim explains that Magnish. Rav Chaim explains that Magnish. In other words, we learn out how long the ancient Bazila Shagos in King Shibos al Yarzim, the Mlav Dom Bolishim. So Rav Chaim raises his sword. What's the chat of the Tzakos? Does that Tzakos imply, in Mlav, if it's not King Shibos al, then the Gazlan is King of the Gut Hadomo, so the Mele has to pay them? Or, the Tzakos implies that he cannot be Mikayim Ashok with the Chayf Tzagozlu, if the Chayf Tzagozlu is not in the same state, in the same shape, as it was at the time of the Zeh. So, as long as it's Chayf Tzagozlu, then it can be Mikayim the Mitzvah Ashok by returning the man. But if it's not Chayf Tzagozlu, it's not just as good, so there, he cannot be Mikayim the Mitzvah Ashok. So, Rav Chaim says that both halachos are implicit in the Tzakos. Both halachos are implicit in the Tzakos. Number one, that if it's a real shino, so then it implies that he's king. He's king. Why? Because the Gemara applies. Rav Chaim doesn't say that, but that has to be mentioned. So, The Gemara says that for the same reason that she is came by Gazlan, so So it, and then the Zeine made it, converted it into flour, so it's Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. What does it do? So it's a raya, the Daloche of Shilu Kene. There, of course, the Zeine is Kene, the Esnam, the Mizbeach gives her. But, so, apparently, it's a Daloche that Shilu is Kene, why is Shilu Kene? Because from Chadoshis won't come. It's a new object, it's a new entity, it's a new Hefzeh. There is a change of identity. In other words, if there is a shinoi, a real shinoi conversion in the Dovra Gotel, so then it means that constitutes a change of identity. It's a ponim chadoshes. It's a new object. So the Mary is new object. Now the veil gave to the Zene, he gave a flower as Esman Zene. But not, I'm sorry, gave chiti. Not flower. So flower, that's something new. There is a change of identity. And that's the aloha that does well. Why is it Kene? Because there is a change of identity. So the melee, it's not the same object that the gazlan gazled. It's a new object. So the melee becomes his, and he has to pay down. He has to pay down. That's one aloha. But even in a case where it will not be full shinu, so if it is a full shinu, then he's Kene, because it's considered like a new object. There is a change of identity. But even in the case that this verse also implies another alpha, that even in the case where it does not constitute a change of identity, but if it's not Kenshe Gozal, he cannot be kind of the Mitzvah Hashofe. Now, in order, so let's say, if the Sheva is so major, that no one will even call it a keil anymore. It's not a cup anymore. Suppose he gazled a silver cup, and then to break into 50 fragments. So, that will be shinu gadol. If he doesn't retain its name, no one will call each piece, each fragment, a course, a cup. So then, but suppose the shinu is minor. It still retains its name. Let's say the handle broke. So everybody will still call it a drinking cup, but it's a minor change. There's a minor change. So Kain Shabbos always is. So even in such a case, he cannot be kind of Mitzvah Hashem. So there are two halachas implicit in this Zeraz HaKosel. Of the Hishas HaDua Shabbos HaLim, Kain Shabbos HaYawzer, Vimlav Goyim Goyim. One Zeraz HaKosel is if it's a major change, that it gets to such an extent that it constitutes a change of identity as if it had become a new object, a new entity, so then it's Kene. But then, even if the change, the shino is minor, and still shmoyo, let's say the handle won't come from the silver cup. So, it's a minor change, but it's still not Kene Shabbos. So the male, even after Kene Shabbos, he cannot be the kindness of Sashov. So if he cannot be kindness of Sashov, so as long, so if the Mitzvah insists upon doming, so he has to pay doming, because he couldn't be the kindness. The Mitzvah Hashove will the thing that is not Kain Shabbos, even though he's not Kain. But suppose the Mitzvah says, I want the same thing. So then he certainly can be Kain Shabbos. So they are flowers. So that is the Pshat in the Magnish. That is the Pshat in the Magnish. Now, so far this is what Reb Chaim says. Then Reb Chaim mentions the Gemara in Bolakam. It's a riot of this hour. There is a Gemara that Shamachay on Beis in Bolakam. Omar Rabbi Roy, Kona Kule Vinasa Ayu, Egel Vinasa Sheir, Nasa Shino Biyodei, Vikone. Tova Chumocha, Shalei Yutuveyach, Shalei Yumeich. That's what Rabbi Roy says. So if he gazzles, he steals a baby clay, and then he goes up and becomes a ram. He steals an eagle, a baby shea, and then becomes a bull, being the possession in the rishus of the gane. So it's a shinu biyodei, and he doesn't have to return the bull, he doesn't have to return the gayil. And furthermore, suppose after it became into a bull, after it grew into a bull, so he slaughters it, he doesn't have to pay down the head. Why? Because Shalom to the Yashalom. This is what Rabbi Loi says. And we pass like Rabbi Loi. But Rabbi Hanina is Chayyuk. Rav Hanina holds, Rav Hanina holds, Sheya B'yeme, Koma Sheya. So in other words, even though at the time of the Navy it was a little baby Sheya, one day old, now it's 5 years old, it doesn't make any difference. Even a baby Sheya is a Sheya. So it's not a Sheya. It's not a Sheya. So Rav Chaim has the kasha now. There is a Mishnah for Ashes that goes on behemoth in Skino, animal that you have. So, goes on behemoth in Skino, he has to pay. He cannot say Abishal of Otanel. Goes on body in Skino, animal that Abishal of Otanel. But goes on behemoth in Skino, so he's Mishal. Now, what is God Eagle with Nasi Sheira? That's his Skino. Eagle Nasi Sheira, it was a baby, and then he became old. So, what will Rav Hanina do with the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah for Ashes. That goes on behemoth in Skino, he cannot say, Harisha Wachle for now. So you see, it is Ishino. The answer is, the Machlekes, that's what Rav Chaim says. The Machlekes between Rabbi Loye and Rav Chanine is on the question as to whether, goes on the Eidol and Nasi Sheira, whether he's Kenyan. Whether he's Kenyan. So Rabbi Loye says he's Kenyan, and Rav Chanine says he's not Kenyan. Because Sheya B'yeme Kosher. Sheya B'yeme Kosher. So it's not a Shino, so it's not Kenya. But Kayim Shigotza, it isn't. Kayim Shigotza, it isn't. There is such a big difference between the condition of a baby Sheya and the appearance and the condition of an old Sheya. So maybe it's not Kayim Shigotza. If it's not Kayim Shigotza, so it cannot be Mikhail in the midst of Hashem. The Machlek is that between Rabbi Loya and Rabbi Loya and Rav Chaim's days, we got the case of going up, planning as a idol, idol, and as a sheya, and then he slaughtered it. So according to Rabbi Loya, it is not chayav al hadin, because according to Rabbi Loya, it's a sheya, both. It's a, there is a change of identity. So Meir Shalayim to Meir Shalayim Meirchem. Hashem, according to Rav Chanina, it's not such a major change to constitute the change of identity that he should gain. So merely if he slaughters it, so he's hired all day, because title still remains vested, even after it grows up into a real chariot. So title still remains vested in the violin, in the nidnet. If he shacks it, so shall I need the fushir to there. So merely he's hired all day, but he cannot patter himself by returning an old, weak, fatigue chair when he was gaining a young, energetic chair. So Mele, he cannot say the Irish. But if the leader will say, I prefer the old chair to the baby chair, say Mahanabe, then you'll have to according to Rav Chanina. But according to Rabbi Loye, it is a change. It's a real change. And it constitutes change of identity also. So Mele, so we see that according to Rav Chanina, so Gozel Behemov in Iskino, it's not the kind of Ishino that is gained. But what kind of Ishino is it? It is a kind of Ishino. It's not Kain Shibona. If it's not Kain Shibona, it cannot be Mikhail, the mitzvah of Hashem. Now, yes, what?
Supposing the man steals
the bank, okay? Yeah. And the man dies in the middle of the road, yeah? I understand. Mishamach Mishloch is a tour by Sheol, not by Ganek by Gazlan. Ganek by Gazlan has no business stealing
it. It's all a Sheol, yeah? Well, guys, now all you have there is a carcass, yeah?
I understand.
All you have now is a carcass.
If the behemoth dies, so it's certainly a Sheol, so he's getting it. Then he can use the carcass. Of course he can use the carcass. But Mitzvah Masmocha, the pure of Mitzvah Masmocha, is no shaykhazi. Right, now, so Ravon says, in regard to Teisus Kasha, the Teisus says, Uma she mitzas minam chuba lucho she finu maitze, kim no nishtane shmui tika, ki mikoro ose va hashto ose, ki yash kondo vish agedu kame, kame, hai di godi mikro mechavo likato, avo gab nishad yala videi rikone, my time will be called the Kol Mikre, Vash, the Name, the Kol Mikre, the Avogav, the Posek, the Yuse, Gora, the Kosh, the Hodo, or the Himo, the Skino, וחושב שאינו, שכל הוצא, לא, we can say, אקום ברמם שיטה, the way רב חיים מסכים ברמם שיטה, that positive use is not gone from kosher vehodo or behim of iskin. But even by behim of iskin, so the reason is why you cannot say Yahweh Shabbat Mitonecho, you cannot say Shabbat Mitonecho is because it's not Kain Shabbozal, but Kain is it. So the difficult point in the Rebbe is that he says that behim of iskin is not Kain. And that's not so, because Rav Chaim himself mentions the Machlekes Rabbi Loye and Rav Chanine. He mentions the Machlekes Rabbi Loye and Rav Chanine. He's Tobach or Mochach, so Rabbi Loye says, Shalim to be Ashley Omecher. Rav Chanine says, Shevin Nikol Sheir. So Mary is Chaydal Mei, if he's the Mecher. So the Kashi means against Rav Chanine. But Chanine, what the Mishnah says in so many words, goes to the name of the Iskino, in a name of the Yahshua Tanecho. So he says, Chaim mentions, according to Rav Chanine, we don't pass like Chanine, we pass like Rav Loi. So according to Rav Chanine, so he's not Kenet, because Shevi in Kol Sheir. So there is no change of identity, because even a baby Sheir is a Sheir. So there is no change of identity. But Kain Shabbatal it isn't. Kain Shabbatal it isn't. So only according to Rav Chanine, Bashenikin according to Rav Loye, so then it's a Shin Gomo, Voraye, that if it's the Beyachet, so we shall enter via Shalom Omecher. So Mela, how can we say that according to the Rambam, so we can say that it's not Gora B'Koshel Rehoda on Behem of Iskino. But it's the same, it's analogous to Behem of Iskino. But over there, so Gemara says, how you don't think when the Chavon will cut away, we call it. But in Echname, how we shall offer for the Echor, you cannot say. He cannot, because it goes to Behem of Iskino, he cannot say Yahweh Shalom for the Echor either, but Kene is not. Masha'in Kene over here, even though he cannot say Yahweh Shalom for the Echor, but since he's not Kene, so he's not Lochem. So the difficult point in this is, because he says that we can say that Gozel Dikla Mechavrei is analogous to Khoshito Rehodor and Behem of Iskino, but in both, so it's not Kene. It's only Keratzi Yahweh Shalom Panecho. That Rav Chaim says only Alime the Rav Chanine, but Alime the Rav Loye, so God Behem of Iskino is Yishinu Gomo, and he's Kene also. Is Kenya also. So, I mean, we can still say what Rabbi says, but just by applying it to Gozel Dikla Mechavrei. So that we can say. So he's Midayik from the Roshna Rambam, that by Gozel Dikla Mechavrei, Vikatlei, so it's also not a Shimon that is Kenya. But although it's only not Kenya Shigozal, and if it's not Kenya Shigozal, so Mimele, he cannot be Kaya Mitzvashot. So the Melee, but if it's not Kene, so then it's not Lochem. So he is the guy from the Roshna Rambam. Now, the Rambam in Perigveis, Yilchezil Vavida Haloche Yudkim, says as follows. Hagezel Moish Kishonis Vishok, Vichit Shom Loikon, Shal Nisyashin Vichezel Kishon, because it's Yishin Achidel Vyus. Gozel Moish Chadoshim Vyeshnom, Vyoshim Vyishnom, and he made them all come. She hacho from Chadoshes. Gezel Beck, Gozel Beck on the Chubel, we caught it say, that's Dikla Mechavrei. Gozel Beck on the Chubel, we caught it say, Loi Kone, but we call see Chli is Chli, or Su Kele is Kone. And then, so he says, in respect to Gozel Beck on the Chubel, we caught it say, the Rambam knew the Roshim, Loi Kone. The Rambam doesn't say, that Hari Mitzorich Laharzir es Adekel Kemoshi, he just says Likone, but they don't name it. It's not Kenshi Gozal. So the Mele, if the Mikzel demands that he should pay in Domim, so he cannot say Hari Shalom Necho. But the Rambam only says Likone. Then the Rambam says, Gozal Gim Nalach Yudal. Gozal Kim is being supposed to Tamis Likone. Also Luchis Asim Shtamish Mokone. Gozul and the Hifritolo Koneoli. گاز رو این گاز رو خوبی کنه، گاز رو توی بیناس علمی رو این که بیناس شیعی رو حقیقیشی رو بیاره. سوی درمان سه زی پاس پینس لکر بلوی نب لکر خانی وی کنو شاون چرا زیره وی افر پیشل نسیاش عبای دن این الوقت اسو درمان سه گاز رو کوی بیشوره این شمر یا پاس אלו נשאלו עם דומות, והכלי השובו של גזלן, למרות שהבורים, ליטל, הכלי השובו, נטלו למשאלו מפרס, שזו תקון אלו לבייבים, למרות שהושב להיות מפרס לזה. So the deal, by the way, in the Rambam, is the material deal in connection with Dikle, in connection with Gozal Dikle and Chabal Rikata, because there he says, Loikone. So he says, but he doesn't say, that he can see Arishol Ha'ofanel. Masha'im came in respect to God's will play with Nasa Ayo, Ego Nasa Sheyo, that's Mamesh, Behemo, Vizkino. So there he says, Arishin of Yodei, Vikonohu, Mishalem, Kishasak Zeret. But, in so far as God's will declare, Vikatla is concerned, so there is a view from Moshe Rambam, because he says, the Rambam says, that goes on back on the Huber, because it's a Loikone. Loikone. So he only says Loikone. He doesn't say that Elon Arishol Ha'ofanecho. So it's Mashma, that Arishol Ha'ofanecho, he cannot say. And that's the same Alochel, like goes on Kuyi Shomri and Shomri Apras. The only difficult point in the law is that he says, according to the Rambam, so, Gozal Behemo V'Iskino, so he's not king either. But Gozal Behemo V'Iskino, that's mamish, like Gozal Kuev V'Nasa Ayo, Ego V'Nasa Sheyo. So Reb Chaim says that Alim Reb Chanine, but we pass for like Rabbi Roy. But insofar as the Rambam Shite is concerned, in regard to Gozal Dikle, Rukatle, so what Rabbi Roy says, we could say it according to Rambam. But Tesis apparently is Chirikan Rambam. Reb Chaim says that aloche in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, there are two aloches in the Gzeres HaKosu of the Ishes HaKira Shebozal, Yimki Shebozal Yarzir, Vimlav Dor Yishmoni. In the Rambam, but Tesis apparently recognizes only one aloche. In other words, either he's Kenya or he's not Kenya. There are no two aloches. And that's why Tesis says, the other guy who puts it, he said, Gora mikhoshe do yoda, oi mi behimo mi iskino, dikhoshe kshino apagam lo mishtanu shmo, u mishalm shanakim. I pointed it out to show that even though Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, and from the Rambam it's Mashma, then the Rambam Shike, but Tesis is Chelik. All right. Now, when we knew Vishinu Hashem, Teime, Ho Amrinon Vishinu Maise Achidu Yuse Lo Ish Vishinu, Ve Oadim Vishinu Hashem, Ki Da Amrinon Bim Rube Gabi Morish, Vishinu Achidu Yuse Vishinu Hashem Lo Ish Vishinu. So Tesis is Tikashe, how can the Makshim be more, as the Kasha, that our bank should be able to be eaten with those Ishayas, because they can be came with Shin Hashem. So the more aesthetics, there is no Shin Hashem, because Mikori Ishayim Korim, Vahashmi Ishayim Korim. So, oh, Mikori Ishayim Korim, Vahashmi Ishayim Korim, both. So there is no change of name, but the implication being, that if we call it, would we call it Shani, then the Avankere would be able to take the Kene. But even if they wouldn't call it Shani now, while it's Mechuber, they still couldn't be Kene with Shina Hashem, because the Gemara says that Shina Achidol Vinusei, Shina Maitz Achidol Vinusei, Lav Shmi Shino. And the same thing is true of Shina Hashem Achidol Vinusei, is Lav Shmi Shino. So why does the Gemara ask that Kashem? And the more austerity is there is no Shin Hashem. The implication being if the Hadassim would be called Mishanah while it's in Chubera, so then he would be Kenyan. But he shouldn't be able to be Kenyan because it's Shin Hashem that would be used. Vadim Mishin Hashem, Tiramun Min Gubet, Tavim Morish, Mishin Hashem that would be used, Mishin Hashem that would be used. V'yish Lema, V'kore Chochalim Rabiesi, V'mosi Kosom Shinu Yachim. So in other words, Rav Yitzchok holds that only in regard to Shino Maise, so he say, Shino Achidon Ben Yusei, which is Shino. Because Shino Maise, the significance of Shino Maise consists in the fact that there is a physical change in the object. So if it's real, if you say it's not considered a physical change, if it's real, you say, Mashem came in respect to Shiva Hashem, so it's not, so it constitutes change of identity, not because of the physical change, but because people call it by different name. So even though it's Hedot, you say, but as long as now it is known by different name, so it constitutes you, so that is considered the Shiva, in this case. The Yishloim of the Poloch Ha'al Rabbis, the Moskva Shilachim, the Yishloim of the Shiva Hashem, the Rekhi Shinu Ma'i, said the Hebni, Ba'dei, that's the Hebni. The Yishloim of the Shiva Hashem, the Rekhi Shinu Ma'i, said Ba'dei, Lo Yikone, the Hedot, you say. Kmoi Mot, the Kmoi Shinu Bonu, בביר אלו חושב שינו מייסה, אבל אוכל יעובדי, הרי חושב שינו מייסה, ואחד השינו אשר, ויקונה, אבל גם לא אומר את זה, אני יודעת, זה לא קצרי, but take your sense, in this sense, that שינו אשר, that is חידה with you say, that is not coupled with שינו מייסה, that is also חידה with you say, so then, is not king, מה שאין king, a Shinu Hashem that is coupled with Shinu Maisei, even though each Shinu by itself is Chedot Yusei. The Shinu Maisei is Chedot Yusei, and the Shinu Hashem is Chedot Yusei. That is it. I mean, it sounds very strange. So in other words, so if you have the Shinu Hashem by itself Chedot Yusei, it's nothing. If you have Shinu Maisei by itself Chedot Yusei, it's nothing. But if you have a Shinu Hashem that is not Chedot Yusei, so it is Chedot by itself. But if you have a Shinu Hashem coupled, combined with a Shinu Maise, and each one, the Shinu Maise is Chedot Yusei, and the Shinu Hashem is Chedot Yusei, then it is Ken. It is Ken. Why? In other words, since you have two Shinuim, even though each one is Chedot Yusei, so maybe it constitutes a change of identity. It's a question of agreeing, in other words. So, I mean, what does constitute a change of identity? And what does not constitute? It's a question of the way. In other words, if there is more of a change, if there is more of a change in the object, so there it can constitute a change of identity. If there is less of a change, it does not constitute a change of identity. So, in other words, one change, a Shinu Maiseh, Chedot Yusei by itself does not constitute a change of identity. A Shinu Hashem by itself, Chedot Yusei, does not constitute a change of identity. But if you have the two combined, so then they do constitute a change of identity. Yes, what is it?
Then we're back to the picture
you mean according to this day's verse, the Moran of Kamal says, Gave the Eitzim Shupi, the awesome Kaelin, so Midraisi is not Kaelin, only the Rabbonim is Kaelin. Only the Rabbonim is Kaelin. But Midraisi is not Kaelin. Midraisi is not Kaelin. So you ask, but over there, too, you have a Shinu Maiseh, Chedot Yusei, and a Shinu Hashem, because after all, board is called board, it's not called a box, and when you take nails and you're not healing. So, one second. So then, it's called a box. So, in other words, so according to this thesis, it should be Canaan. So maybe, when thesis says here, the Indi Shlema, the Shinu Hashem, the Shinu Maiseh, but they will come to Chedot Yusei, Kmoi Morish. יחמוי שהוא בואי בדירו לחושב שינו מייסה, אבל הוכב לאוג די, הרי חושב שינו מייסה בעד השינו השם, ויקונה, אף אגב דהודו מיוצה. עוד ציפות קשה. It's much more from this case, yes, that the reasons why the two are combined together, so it is Kane, so that's Midraisi is Kane, because it comes with a change of identity. The two together. So why does the Gemara say, Gezel Itzim Shupim, the awesome Kelim? So they are in Tishila Achilo, they didn't say, but it's both. It's a good question. But, Vim Tema, the Utsve de Osa, Kim de Les de Ketsua, they go Elo Machode, in Kishina Hashem, the day he hates the Utsve you, by my connected to the Lord of the Kami, in regard to a Iris Balabayis from Machode de Tamosa. Let's say, if you have the skins, the hides, and give the Balabayis, let's say, so had a decision, had a mental, this a thought, a determination to use these hides as covers, but as stable covers. So maybe it doesn't require any further processing. So maybe it becomes muchshel to Kabbalah Stumet. But if the Gazlan had such a mental determination, made such a mental determination, so then it's not merely the Hayit leading to it, because only the Machshava of the Bayit, not of the Gazlan. But if the Gazlan became it, so then his Machshava would be like the Machshava of the Bayit. So then the Gemara says, Utsve Gosom. So the Gemara says, if you have, in other words, if you had the height and it wasn't trimmed, and you just, and the Gazlan just had the machshava to apply it as a table cover, so it doesn't require any further processing. So the Gemara says that he's capable. So, but the question is Shil Hashem today is Chizal of Yusei? Because Mikore, the Gemara says, Mikore, Itzve, Vahashta Barze, in other words, before you made the decision, so it was Itzve, in other words, it was just a piece of hide. Now that he made a decision to use it as a tablecloth, so it has a new name, now it's called. Once he decides to apply it as a tablecloth on which you place the food, so it's a balze. So there is a Shil Hashem, but he can, it's Chizal when you say, he can again decide it to use it as a piece of skin or hide, and so then it's Chizal when you say. So why is it a Shil? So the thing of which the host of King Les the Kitsua, they will have shown that you can see Hashem the day of the use of a mic on it. The Yishlema, the host of the King Yush, Babi Shina Hashem, the Hei Chedore King Yush, a Machshov in Tamose, the Victor of the Shoshai Shabbai, the author of the Shina Hashem Achizeya, the Kone in New Yush, the Gashman of Yutzeh, Mishin Maise Achizeh of the Yusei, that in Yush the Kone, the Mastik Yoche, והשתה ניחה הוד כמובן הוסם שיר השם כשיר מייס דומה דרך הדומה להדודה ועל שיר מייס ולכות דבר נשכונה כדימוך בכמה דוחת בגרובה ועגל כמה דבר שיר השם וכל אלה בעליניוש כדימוך החיים עוצר חיים קיימה משם דעוצר חיתו ודמיוסי אבל איך לא יודו כל אלה חודה דעיד בוא נחפל נעשה איו איגו נעשה שיר פה חוסם ניו ונפלו בשינה השם וישראל אבו וחמישו ומשל נשאר בני מקור שיר איו ובני מקור איו מה שמדו אבו חיתון בשינה השם וחודה וחשתי יש כמה דין בלו ושינו מה יעשה שיר אחרי זה וכי שינה השם שיר אחרי זה כל מדרעי זה אבל גם גוי נשאר ושינו מה יעשה אחרי זה כי נבוא יהיו של רבונו כמה שמירה לנו כמה ויתאים של הכל את השומת שיר השם לא דומים זה לא יהיה יוש, בואי כבר בכלל, חוץ מי מוריש, משתכל את השורים, וכל מיני קל חיית לי, כמו השוויץ, היסף, ניצב לך, אבל מה אפילו לא ניסה, שם אומר לא חברים לא אלו בעצי, all right, so Tesis mentions, a bit חידש, Tesis said as well, that if you have a shino mice, that is חייסה לבלי יוסי, so the rise is not came, it's only came in משתכל את השורים, and if תכל את השורים, so it only applied, came cloud. Is not came cloud. Is not in came the rabbi mishpachol sashomi. The kolis hachomim that in she became a mishpachol sashomi only applies to she mindset that is chidol b'yusei. Mashenki she no Hashem that is chidol b'yusei. So it's not came at all. Neither with the raise nor with rabbi. But she no Hashem. Hachidol b'yusei. Combined with you is came the raise. Shinu amais, I mean Shinu Hashem, Hachizol B'Yusei, combined with you, she's giving the rise. Shinu maise, Hachizol B'Yusei, even when it's combined with you, is not giving the rise. How can we understand it? On one hand, we see that Shinu maise on the Rabbon level is more effective than Shinu Hashem, because Shinu Hashem, Hachizol B'Yusei, the Rabbon is not giving. But Shinu maise, Hachizol B'Yusei, the Rabbon is giving. On the other hand, in respect to the case where it's combined with Yush, so Shinu Hashem is more effective than Shinu Maise. Because Shinu Maise, even if it's Shachidol B'Yusei, even when it's coupled with Yush, is not Kedol B'Raise. Whereas Shinu Hashem Achidol B'Yusei, if it is coupled with Yush, is Kedol B'Raise. We have to understand. I think that with this Reb Chaim Chisor, with this Reb Chaim Chisor, even though I said before that the previous thesis does not agree with the Reb Chaim Chisor, but this Washington thesis, this thesis, so can be explained according to Reb Chaim Chisor. In other words, that the Akku Alok, in the Xer Sakosu for the Hitchin Sakila Shabbos, in King Shabbosal Yarzir, the Yuav, Domin Boishkun. One Alok is that Chino Mice, I'm sorry, that a real shino, if it is a major change in the heptic, so then that constitutes, that is a king. Because that constitutes a change of identity. It's a new object, it's a point of Kadoshim. As a matter of fact, the Rambam uses the washing point of Kadoshim. It's a new entity. There is a change of identity. So that's why it has application in Tesla Zayne. But then there is another halacha that even if the change is not so major as to constitute a change of identity, so Kenny is not. But if it's not Kenny she goes out, he cannot be Yitzhak Shabbat. So then the option is with, the choice is with the Nisle. If the Nisle demands Domi, so then the Gazan has to pay Domi. Because he cannot be Yitzhak Shabbat with an object that is not the same shape as it was at the time of Israel. But if the diesel demands that the same object should be returned, then the government cannot keep the object for itself because it's not taken. So that's what I'll ask. So currently, this Washington case just agrees with this concept that there are 2 hours. That there are 2 hours, in other words. So in the case, if it is a Shinu Hashem, that is not Chidol B'Yusei, that is not Chidol B'Yusei, so Mele, if it's a Shinu Hashem that is not Chidol B'Yusei, so that constitutes a change of identity. So without Yush, so it's Kedem. But if it is Chidol B'Yusei, then it doesn't constitute a change of identity. So Kedem is, but there is Alohe. There is Alohe in Kedem that, in other words, Yush by itself is not Kedem. Yush by itself is not Kedem. And we don't learn out from Avi. Why not? So Yusuf says, Avi is the chaos of your day. But Gazlan is the source of your day. So the reason is why by Avi the huge by itself is day, and by Gazlan, huge by itself is not day. It doesn't mean just because it didn't have it. Because it means if it is source of your day, so it's Mechuyev in the essay of the Hishim, it's like Teo Ashabot. So the chiyuv, the obligation of the heishiv as Akzila Shabbosal prevents kinyan. Yush by itself has the potential of giving title, just as Yush by itself is entitled to it. But by Gazlan, the Torah imposed an obligation of the heishiv as Akzila Shabbosal. As a matter of fact, I mentioned the tasteless in Vorobasme, that when Gimel, in that sugi of Mochalez Abayis, Mochalez Asodi, Meitalel, so Tesis says just the reverse of what Tesis says here. Tesis here says that Yush is never came in the unless it is combined with Shittakashim Abayim. But if But without Shema Bayim, Yishis Nakele, even together with Shemeshis, Mashayim can take this in Bobasta sense, that by Talke, Yish by itself is Kele. So according to this, it's in Bobasta. So by Talke, Yish is more effective. Then by Metalke, because by Metalke, we will pass that Yish by itself is not Kele, only Yish together with Shemeshis. Mashayim can according to Tetzis in Bolovasra that Nun Gimel. So by Kal can use by itself even without Shinovishus is Kenya. Why? What's the Shaf of Tetzis? Where is Tetzis here in Sukkot? In all of Shafs as the Shikkeh. That by Kal can is not only Mufke of Kenya is there, but that even my Maisi is there is not Shaf and Kal can. Tetzis in Bolovasra, Kal can hold no. Kalkin is Mufke of Kiyonik Zeyle. But Maisik Zeyle is Shaya by Kalkin. What's the Maisik Zeyle by Kalkin? That's the reverse of what Tesis says here. But Tesis in Golbasta holds that the fact that he rejects, he outs the owner, that in itself is considered the Maisik Zeyle. Because after all we see, even the Rambam is made it. I mean, just Tesis in his Nesha is Chelik on the Rambam. But the Rambam, that is free, that the love of the six women you are able by Kalak. So we said in the Rambam, even though there is no Maisik Zele, because the love of the six women implies an issue of preventing the owner from exercising dominion over his mom. But it's not really Maisik Zele. But Tesis in Robasta Shiti is, contrary to Tesis Shiti in Robasta and Zanesha, that in view of the fact that the Sifri says that one is able to see this when he does his karke, so that means that even ousting the owner is a vice example. Ousting the owner and taking control over the karke, that in itself is a vice example. That in itself is a vice example. That is the shita. But it's certainly true that by Sode, because the Sodom is shot in law, so the Rabbanim say, Ibn al-Arishal of Menecho, because Karki is zealous, we learn how to call part of power. So that only implies that Karki is moved to the king of Zealous. But by Isaac Zeele, there is. So according to this, so Basra, the Amor will do the Chayri for the Chiv Tashmim of Zeele. Because if this is what Basra has agreed with what the Chayim says in the Raide, that there are two separate Nechayri, in Zeele, one is King Zeele, and one is Maisik Zeele, and Tesis in Bobasta says that by Karke, not only is one Ilami Sigzul, but there is a Maisik Zeele too. And that's why Yush is effective by Karke. Yush is effective by Karke. So if Tesis in Bobasta has agreed with this longest of the time that the Chaim mentions in the Raiden, that they are doing a hiding, so why does the Rabbon of the brother say? Because we saw the Bishop in law, in the Arishon of Panecho, through the Zipal Pratapal, that Kakoris is moved from the King Zele, but let him be the Huyen from the basis of the Maisi Zele. So obviously, according to Tesis, it will pass to the Huyen Gimel. They are not doing a hiding. And the only hiding of Zele is the King Zele, as Habitlein assumed in the Kashi, and the Tesis that one down. Only King Zele. But there is no Mechayev of Maisi Zele. But this Shita is that by Karake we can also visualize Maisi Zele. If the Gargan just takes over the control over the Karake and the house, the violin, that is considered as a Maisi Zele. So the Mele, he is saying, but of the King Zele, it's certainly Mufke, Karake. That's the power part of power. If the King Zele is Mufke, so the Mele, the SLH, the Sadila Shabbos, are going to apply the Karake. So according to this is more Basre, Yush by Kalke is more effective, is more readily effective than by Mitalko. Because by Mitalko in our aim is that Yush should be nothing. Only the Yush is combined with Chinovishus. Why not to the Chinovishus? So what is it? What is the Kale? Is the Yush the thing that gives you title, or the Chinovishus is the thing that gives you title? What does it mean when Gemara says Yush Kidi Loikon, but Yush Kidi Shus is gay? So what is it? It's a tzil of Yush Kidi Shus. No, so the pshat is Yush by itself is capable of giving the title, because there is a Yalfuse from Abed. what we cannot deduce from Aveda, there is no analogy between Aveda and Galvan, because Galvan is Suhas is Galvan. So what does it mean, Gizmin Sovereign? Because Yush has the potential of being Kemi, but by Gazlan, it cannot give a title for the simple reason that he has a Chiyuv of Ashore. So the Melee, the thing, so since he has a Chiyuv of Ashore, so he cannot learn out from Aveda. But in any case where there is no Esav Ashore, so then Yush could be affected by Gazlan just as it is affected by Aveda. By Kalke, there is certainly no Esav of Nations until Ashagoda. Because the Esselation of Adila Shabbosa is based upon the kings there, and the Kalki is Mufke. As a matter of fact, the cloud, part of cloud, isn't the posit of the ancient Adila Shabbosa. So Kalki is Mufke of kings there. So Kalki is Mufke of the Esselation of Adila Shabbosa. So even though, according to cases in Bobasta, my subzilla can be visualized in Kalki, but no kings there. So Mele, since no king is there, so there is no Esselation of Adila Shabbosa. So according to this little basket, Yushkidi is killed by Kalki. Why without him, Yushkidi is not killed? Why? Because, why isn't Yushkidi? Because he has a real Mashore. Yushkidi should have the potential of being king. But the only reason why Yushkidi is not killed by Gazlan is because by Gazlan is Misuas in the way. But what do you mean Misuas in the way? There is a real Mashore. So the male sins is Mechuyev to be Meishin. So Yush cannot be king. Yush cannot be king for the same reason that if somebody picked up an Aveide before Yush, and then the owner of the Aveide was Mishayish, so he's not king. Why? Because then it's Mishuach Elohim. Because the moment the Mitzah Aveide picked it up and it was before Yush, he himself became Mechuyev Nashor. So once he became Mechuyev Nashor, Yush is not effective. So, by Gazlan, Yush is not effective because of the essay of the nation of Azila Shabbosa. But if we visualize a Gazlan where there is no essay, so then Yush will be affected by Gazlan just as it is affected by Aveda. Where is that situation? Kalke. Because Kalke, there is a Maisik Zele, but there is no Kiyan Zele. So there is no essay of Yush at zero. If there is no essay of Yush at zero, so the Mele, Yush by itself can be taken. Yush by itself can be taken. That's the reason as to why by Mikalkon, Yush by itself is not there. Why? Because the essay of the Haitian is at zero, that is incumbent upon the government, prevents him from being, disables him, precludes him from acquiring title in the Maratoso. Because he's the Hoyer Nashore. Mashain came if we have Yush and Chino issues. So the essay of the Haitian is at zero, Ashangoso, applies only to the government, not to the Rekia from the government. The Torah is the higher in Ashore, the Gazlan himself, not the one who buys from the Gazlan. So the Mele, that's why Yush and Chino Mishus is came. So that's the pshat in this thesis. Thesis says, the Chino Hashem, the Achazel with you say, by itself is not came in the Rabbah. But together with Yush, it is came in the Raisa. Mashem ki shinu maiz achidol mi yusei, if not king with Raise, even together with Yush. What's the explanation? The explanation is very simple. Shinu maiz achidol mi yusei is no change at all. It's no change at all, it's nothing. Mashem ki shinu Hashem achidol mi yusei. Now there are two alohes. There are two alohes in Shinu Hashem. First of all, there is the Aloha, if it is Shinu Hashem, that is in Chizal Yusei, so then it constitutes a change of identity. If it constitutes a change of identity, some male is Kenya. But if it's Chizal Yusei, then it doesn't constitute a change of identity. But, since there is a Shinu Hashem, even though it's Chizal Yusei, but as long as it has a new name, as it's right now is designated by a new name, some male, the Chiyuv Ashore cannot be Mikayim. The Chiyuv Ashore cannot be Mikayim. He cannot be Mikayim. Since there is no Chiyuv Ashore, and Shinu Hashem, Hachizon Priusei, so Yush by itself is there. Because the only reason is why Yush by itself is not Kene is because the Chiyuv Ashore, the mitzvah of Ashore is Yaki. He should be Kene for Yush. מה שאם כן, איר דמי זה שיר השם, מי לא צריך להיות מיוסי. So ממילא, דחיר ממשור איתן אמריקאים לזה. Because right now, it has a different name. So it's not כן שבוזר. It's an account of the thing that you're saying, so it doesn't count as a change of identity. But right now, she knew my Zachary, what you're saying, so even right now it's not. But she knew Hashem. She knew Hashem. So right now it's not King Shagoza. If it's not King Shagoza right now, so the Mele, he's not the free of the Yes of Hashem. If he's not the free of the Yes of Hashem, so the Mele, there is nothing that prevents Yush by itself to be taken. So that's why Jesus says that Yush, together with Shinu Hashem, Achidu, who you say, is taken. Read the Yah. What if all the four hundred people be Shinu Hashem? Teach them as this more magazine. The Yeshlema, the Masnis, the Nita Lukme, the Shigot, the Agudet. The less they worry Shinu Hashem, the worry Shinu Mais. All right, so for next time, for Thursday, so we should be ready on tomorrow, up to each time ratio. With all the cases, including the cases of Rashi on the nation, to the Mecca Jewish, because it's a number of things. Okay.
The second washing day was
there's not a call to the sheet of Rashi Bonitir, but it is a call to the sheet of Abraham.
Does it? I mean, but still, I mean, according to the other Rishonim, by any Drabanan,
it's affecting here.
But here it's not, only by the Kinyan Mari. That's the only time that it's affected, according to
Tosfos. No, the case it says, because the Chachamim were not misakim in a case where it doesn't involve hardship, you see. So that means there is no drabon. The second washing cases holds wherever the Chachamim are misakim, is certainly keeping the drabon, so it's effective in the rice, it becomes shalom in the rice. If the Chachamim are misakim, but in a situation where there is no hardship involved, so the Chachamim will not be sakin.
Oh, so here there wasn't even a Kinyan Rabbanan.
That's right, so there's not even a Kinyan Rabbanan. That's what he says in the second one. But if there would be a Kinyan Rabbanan, then it would be a Kinyan Rabbanan. But in this case, since it doesn't involve any pain or any hardship, so the Chachamim will not be sakin. There's no Rabbanan Hashem. So there is no Kinyan Rabbanan. Open it.
Dal and Sukkah continued. Test 7 8 of Shemem Aleph, June 11, 1981. Thursday continued.
Now, when we started the Sukkah, I mentioned the Ramban Yochanan. The Ramban Yochanan, in answering the riots, the Asogis of the Baramoy Ramri, so, because the week passed, the Birchan is new, and the Baramoya says that Aloha is not like the Birchan. Because the Birchan is in the Shin being holy, so he says that Elohacha Yush, Hokami the Yush, and the Gemara Balotame says, the Birchan himself says, that Yush is to be is not going. So because of that, the Balamoya says that we even pass like Rabbi Yechon and Mishim Rashi and we pass like Rabbi Yitzchok ben Achmeni on Ashmua. So maybe there is no din of Mitzah ben Arayah. There is no din of Mitzah ben Arayah. And then he mentions the Rayah that there is no din of Mitzah ben Arayah, Tam Avancha. Because the Lord has a Kashi, let the Avancha, the fire became the Adasim, with Shinu Maise, so the Gemara is a Teretz. No, there is no Shinu. Shinu Achidu Briyuse. The implication being that if Shinu Achidu Briyuse would be Kenya, so then there would be no problem with the Avancha, with the Kiva Mitzvah of the Avancha, but with the Avancha. So obviously, the Maskona Gemara is that there is no din of Mitzvah of the Avancha. That's what the Rambam says. All right, so the Ramban refutes the Balamoya, and he says And he says, in regard to the Kash of Avante, so the Ramban says, we mention the Ramban. Now, it's a very long Muhammad. The 11th line, the 11th big line in the Muhammad, you know, there are small lines, and then the big lines. The 11th big lines in the Muhammad. To Masha Hishi, we might become a Rabbin and Lahana Abante. We shall be the Hina, we may not be the Shia Shem, the Abogad, the Mitzvah Boba, the Rei, Yesh Hoshi, the Daita, the Yochri Gazre, the Rosh of Israel, the Rishlich, the Mishlochem Mitma, the Mitnayim, the Boy, the Yush Shem Rishis. The new mitzvah are very lucky. Left. So, in other words, the reason as to why we more is the cash left them became with Shinashem, Shinamaisim, Timorestan, and see, there is no Shinashem, there is no Shinamaisim. It's because when you say, oh, Mikora say the hashtag, Mikora Ishaimah, the hashtag Ishaimah. But the implication being if they're happy Shinamaisim, they're happy in Shinashem, then they wouldn't be able to be kind of mitzvah. But Mitzvah Avera, the answer is, they only have no problem with Mitzvah Avera, because when we say that the Akum are choshed to Gazel Sodei, so we say they Gazel it from Akum, from Yichon. So merely it's not Mitzvah Avera. So the question arises, but Gazel Akum is Rosh. So the Shah of Chaim, in Siman Aleph, he says that the Rambam sent it to call it the Mandoma, in other words, in the city of Avanchere, according to Mandoma, that Gezel Akum is Mitzvah. But that's very strange. I mean, we passed that Gezel Akum is also. That's the Achroi of all the Poskim that Gezel Akum is also. So how can we say that the Mora, the Sufi of Avanchere, he according to the Mandoma, Gezel Akum is Mitzvah. But so I say another pshat. That if it is here, there was Yush, but Yush is not effective. By Kav. Yush is not affected by Kav. Why? Because Kol Hezem Nisi B'Shusim Mori Yisei, and B'Shusim Yush is not affected by B'Shusim. But Yush there was. So Meile, since Yush there was, so Meile it has been above it. If, let's say, there hadn't been any Yush, so then it doesn't have it been above it. But since there was Yush, Yos Yush, but Yush is not affected by character. It's Meshul say, Kolech and Yisim, Meshul say, Moreh Yisim. But Mumele, over it is, if the Bailin, who is an Akkad, who presumably is an Akkad, so, was this Yayin, so Mumele, it's considered over. Abiyas Akkad is Muteres, it's special Hekka. That Abiyas Akkad is Muteres. But it has to be over. But character, without Yush, is not even considered over. Because since he was not Messiah, and he knows the Bible, knows what the study is, so it's not going from him. But Mashiachim, if he already gave up hope of ever reclaiming it, he was Messiah. So Mele, even though the Akum knows that where the study is, the study could not be moved away from its place, but if he was Messiah, it's considered over. So Mele, there is no reason of guessing. But then I saw that the ritual, now, the Ritva, Upachinon Seif Seif, Ki Gaisel U'Avantre Yisroel Moike Yeish Beshuse Yidu, Vishina Rishus Biyodi Vidon, Vikamil O'Mikam Mitzve, Vichitevet Mikolo Ki Mikhozo Mizminayim Minayim Minayim Chathkile, Kol Eichel Bui Konru. The Ritva is that Kashi, that I mentioned. The whole Gemara revolves around the question whether there will be kind of Mitzve or not be kind of Mitzve. There is another problem, which is just as important as being the kind of mitzvah, not being the kind of mitzvah. Question of death or monarchia. If he was thinking that the service was gospel, so the male, why did he discuss it from the point of view of the Kiyama mitzvah? Because it's not being a chemo, because of mitzvah baravir. But he's not allowed to gather. So then he should have told them, don't buy the avanger from the chemo, because it might involve the subject gezel. And Gezel Akum is also awesome. So that's the kasha. זה ביקס. שבקום הכרחות הוא מזלן לחתכילה, קוראי חדו ליקונות. why does he say, so why did Rabbuna say to Avankre, you should manipulate, that the Jehovah themselves should pluck out the Abbasi. But even in such a case, you won't have a problem with the Kimamitze, but you'll have a problem with the Sofikis Agezo. So he says, Holes. So the Ritva gives two terutzi. Holes. Chode v'nisveikil. It is Sofik. So mele, if it is Sofik, so there is no problem with the Sofikis Agezo. But the problem is only with the certainty as to whether they will be able to be mekayem. Well, that is very difficult. That is very difficult. So that has to be explained the way I explained it there. I mentioned that there is a machlokes shayin in the makamet of the kivalot of the days in the beginning of the Hagezel Machir. So the Rajko himself mentions two shittes. There is, suppose, Chachizde says that if Shimon was Gezel, let's say, and a chifetz from the way, and then Levi came and was a chayel, the chifetz, so what's on his day there, so Ruben, the nitzel, can be given from Shimon, the gachler, and from Levi, because Levi is also considered the gachler. He's also a man of Israel, and he will put some Zedi and also Zedi. So, the Rajbo mentions two shittes. One shitte is that when does Rav Chizde say, so the mix is also Zedi and also Zedi, and a woman can be given from Shin and Choshin and Gavet. And it's not the end. So he can collect from Shimon, and if he wants, he can collect from Levi, because Levi ate it up. So Levi is also a gazer. That's what Rav Chizde says. Rav Bachon is chelek, and Rav Bachon holds that he can only collect from Shimon. He cannot collect from Levi. But we pass like Rav Chizde. The Trotzim is a gazer. The Trotzim is a gazer. So the Rambam says that this halacha. Of Rotson Zegin there applies even to a case where Shimon, who gazled the chifetz from Ruben, gave it to Levi to do it. He gave him a diet. He gazled, let's say, a loaf of bread, and then Shimon served it to Levi. Levi should eat it. So even in such a case, so Ruben can collect from Levi. The Balamoya and the Rajbo mentions that in the name of the Rajbo. And then the Rajbo says, Nitzas before, she say no. That when does Rav Chizde say that Hagezel Mechavere, Uboa Havi Ochre, so his Rotzo, the Nitzel, his Rotzo Mizegi, the Rotzo Mizegi, if the lady who ended up, so then he did it by himself. But if it was given to him, if it was given to him, even though Nagarach Mechirata, but if it was given to him by Shimon, and Levi ate it up because Shimon served it to Levi, even if he wasn't Machmir, so then Ruben cannot collect from Levi. That's the Balamoya Shita, and that's the Mitzvah Sinforshi. So, in other words, so what's the Shita of the Balamoya? The machleket between the Rabbi and the Balamoya is this. If someone gives a chifetz, you see, the shite of Rav Chizde holds that Rotzon Mizegi is the Rotzon Mizegi. So the Tzitzachishin says, you see, Tzitzachishin says, a bit chilish. But it's not so, I mean, there is a Rabbi, the Mesibus is chilish on the Tzitzachishin. The Tzitzachishin says, that when Rav Chizde says, Hagezel Ma'achir, Ubo Acha V'Ochel, that if Shimon got it from Ruben, then Levi was Ubo V'Ochel, so Ruben can collect from Shimon, can collect from Levi. So the reason is why Levi is Chayev is on the basis of Mazik, but he's not Chayev on the basis of Gaza. He's not Chayev on the basis of Gaza. When can one be Chayev on the basis of Gaza if he gazels it, Yeshua Shabbat?
But he already took it away from the issues of the Gazer. He didn't take it away from the issues of the Bible. So there is no Chiyuv of Gazer. And the same thing the Exisachishim says, Tavru Shasir Shaul Dalet. Tavru Shasir Shaul Dalet. So also on the basis of Mazik, but not on the basis of Gazer. Why? Because that's Exisachishim Shite. That's Exisachishim is Isinu Chopeh. Isinu Chopeh. So that's Exisachishim Shite. That when the Chiyuv of Gazer, when somebody takes it away from the issues of Ayin. But if somebody started, if the Gazer himself, after he Gazer, the Chodesh of Yayin, so he drinks it, he breaks it. So this is a Maisei Ezek. So it's Nishalom Dalet on the basis of Mazik, not on the basis of Gazer. The same thing, if Hadevi, Havel, Shin, Shegozo, Rehuven, Ubo, Levi, Beochlein, so Rafika says, Rotsu Mizegi, the Rotsu Mizegi, so he can only be gated on the basis of Mazik, not on the basis of Gazer, for the simple reason that Levi cannot be considered a Gazer in as much as he didn't take it away from the issues of the Bible, only from the issues of the Gazer. But the Nisive is Israel. See, the Israel can Rav Chaim says like the Nisive, and Rav Chaim mentions the Raya from the Rambam, which is a Mifurash in the Rambam, not like the Tzitzachinshem, because the Tavrim Shasri Mishalim Dalet, so the Gemara mentions the Gavi Gaza. So Mikore Shavri and Zuzi, Barakach Shavri Dalet, Tavrim Shasri Mishalim Dalet. Even though we call it as one Mishalim Shavri, so the Tzitzachinshem can explain the Gemara on the basis of Masi. But the Rambam mentions the same Aloha of Tavrim Shasri Mishalim Dalet with Gavi Dalet, that he has to pay Kifu Dalet. If it had been on the basis of Masi, a Mazik doesn't pay Kifu Dalet, so you should pay only Keren Dalet, not but the double payment, the double indemnity, he should pay Zuzi. So the fact that the Rambam says that Gonak, and Bishas, mainly it was worth Zuz, and Bishas, and then Stavri Bishasye, it was Dalet, so he has to pay Dalet Kifu, so it's a Rale. That when he got it for a gazel and his mazik, the chikitz agonu, the chikitz agonu, so it's a repetition of the act of Zeir, of the act of David. And so certainly in the case where somebody else takes it away from the issues of the gazel for the gazel, so it's also there is a chiyuv of gazel again. So this is muhach from the Rambam, that when Rachizde says, Hagezen Chavere Yibuacha Veochlein is Rotsa Mizegi, the Eitz Adachim of Gaza. But the Chlekes between the Raivet and the Rolam Meir is that the Pidalus, which is the base in Bolokame, suppose instead of Levi by himself taking it. So Levi eats him because she didn't give it him. So then the Raivet is that in that case, the Mitzel can collect from the end on the basis of Gaza. And what the Balamoyashit is, in that case, Rubi cannot feel this reading, that he cannot collect from Levi, Rubi can only collect from Shimon. So what's the Shita of the Balamoyah? The Shita of the Balamoyah, and two Shimon is in the Rashbo, in Volokam. So the Shita of the Balamoyah is that when a Gazlan gives away the Chivitz HaGozel to somebody else, in as much as any Maise Hezid done by the Gazlan is considered as a new act of Zeres, that Chaim explains, the Aloha of Tavro Yishasi Mishalim Dalet. Now it doesn't make any difference what kind of Maise Hezik the Gazlan does, whether he breaks it or he gives it away to somebody else. That's also a repetition of the Maise Zeyre. So the Mele, it's the Gazlan's Maise Zeyre. If it's the Gazlan's Maise Zeyre, so it couldn't be considered the Levi's Maise Zeyre. Levi's Maise Zeyre. So that's why the Balamoya holds, and one more Shinra Rajbo, that if he's Machir Chavere, Shimon, so then the Mitzvah can only collect from the Gazer, he cannot collect from the inasmuch as the Gazer gave it to Levi, to eat it up. Alright, so anyway, so I say, this is the reason why Rabbunim was only concerned about the Kiva Mitzvah, not concerned with the possibility of Nisagezer. The possibility is negative. The answer is, even if what did Rabbuna tell that Ankara? That they should not pluck the Adasim themselves. But they should tell the Yichovim to pluck. So then, in their hands, it will already come to the shoes. They'll be able to be taken. Now, But suppose they themselves would plug that acid. So how would they plug that acid? Because they would be buying it from the Kohen. They become Magazon, the Gazer Sons. So there, it would be like Hadizim Chavere, the Hechirachir. Because they would plug the Adasim, why? Because they would come. Those who have the possession of the Sundays, tell the customers, you want to buy Adasim, go ahead. I don't want to work. So how? You do it. So that was, that means that they are serving it to them. So it's like being Mahir. According to Amoya Shite, it's not their act of Zayah. It's not their act of Zayah. It's not the adventurous act of Zayah. Because even if they would plug themselves, because it's like eating the loaf of bread that is served to Levi by Shimon, the Gaza. So here too, when they buy the Adasi and the Moch and the sellers, those have the possession of the sun. They are the Gazmonim over the sun. So they tell them, go ahead and plug it. So whose Mais Exeler is it? Is the Kichon's Mais Exeler. It's not their Mais Exeler. But if you can be sure that it's gozel, so then even though it still wouldn't involve the Nisar of the Sisal and the part of the Abankere, but then the Abankere would be there on the lack of the Evo Sikh Mirchel, because an Akum of the Neach is Musa Haldez. Mashiach in the case where there's only possibility, it's up. It might be gozel, it might not be gozel, and that's a cloud that the Shea mentioned, this is in Abizore, in all the Shemin, and many of the Shemin did mention it in Anzoki, that the love of regarding the love of Niveh, we don't apply the cloud of straight to the right of him. We don't apply. In other words, where is the Nisarok with Niveh if we know that by giving a certain hefetz, let's say, to a person, he'll do that, let's say, a nausea. Asks me to give him a kisyan. So I know that he's going to drink it. But if I don't know, there is a possibility he's going to drink it. There is a possibility that he's not going to drink it. There is no refuida. Even though there is a possibility, so no sort of ice. Snake the ice of Homre, but if we there. So it's a cloud that if there is only a possibility that there will be Isaiah, so maybe there is no refuid there. So this is what the Bitwa. So this is what the Bitwa means. Holese, chode the misreke. So it's okay. So in other words, so what it means, okay. But sveke the chai sere chome. And Moshach, if it's a chosha lecheke, we don't have to be cheshesh. We don't have to be cheshesh. So why should we be cheshesh so that we keep a mitzvah of lure, of that of me? So we do have to be cheshesh. It is a real sake. So Moshach, it is a real sake. So why was Rabbeinu so concerned? Only about the Kima Mitzvah, not about the possibility of the free Sizzle. After all, Monashah, if it's not gospel, so there is no problem altogether. If it is gospel, so how can he advise them? You manipulate that they should cover the Hadassah. So what? But still involved in Israel of Gezel? The answer is, when Gazlan gives a chitas to somebody else, so then, the act of Zayla is not by the Gazer. It's the Gazer is the and it's not the one who takes it from him. Who takes it from him. So, but, if it can be something, so even if it can be something, it still wouldn't involve the Israel of Gezer on the part of the Abantra. But then it would involve, if it can be the Badai, that it's gozel, so then the Abankar would be allowed to do it because of the Fnivea. But since it's only Sophie, so there is no Fnivea. So that's the chat in the Ritual Sophie. And of course, this Ritual can only accord with the Shikha of the Ramway, not in the Shikha of the Ramway, because according to the Ramway, so even when the Gazlan gives it to somebody else, the third party, it still involves an act of Zayla by the third party. So it's not a question just of the Fnivea as far as the third party is concerned, it's a question of the Israel of Gezel, so say the Israel of Homre. So this ritual must be called in the Shittah of the Ramoya, not in the Shittah of the Rabbi. Then the ritual is another correct. They will stop and go in with Gazel. The Gezel go in with the Gazel, the Kulal Mishav. In other words, even though we ask him, like the Mandoma, there's Lakum is Osea, but Kahai Gavne, if the Mandoma who says there's Lakum is Osea, but Kahai Gavne is Muta. What do you mean Kahai Gavne? In what way is this situation different than another situation? He means because there was Yush. But Yush is not affected by Kahal. Because Kahal 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 In other words, if a person loses a chayfetz in the street, is his yayin, it's effective. But suppose somebody loses a chayfetz in his own house, absentmindedly, he misplaced it in one of the drawers, and he's his yayin, so the yush is not effective. So, but yush there was. So since yush there was, so it's considerable. So it's considerable. So maybe it comes under the head there, of Gezi, of Avinu Sakramenta. Oh, so this is how we explain the Rambam, because the Rambam in the Shifi, the Raya of the Balanoya, that the Gemara in the Sugi of Abantre rejects the whole deal of Mitzvot Avere and is Machria, like Avitzov and Achmeni and Moshuel, that there is no deal of Mitzvot Avere, there is no deal of Mitzvot Avere, so, because otherwise, how could the Gemara say that the Avantar themselves should be able to be kind of mitzvah, but because of Shin Mishur, because of Shin Hashem, Shin Maiseh, the Gemara says, there is no Shin Maiseh, there is no Shin Hashem, but if there had been Shin Maiseh, if there had been Shin Hashem, then there would be kind of mitzvah, but Mitzvah Mavera. So he says, over there, it was only, the subject was, maybe it was mitzvah from Akhim. So much about Akhim, but here's Akhim is also. So Sharif Khan says, because in the cause of Mandela Vilakumuta, but see what the Ritva says here, Kahai Yavne. What does it mean, Kahai Yavne? Since it's Racha Yush. So maybe it has a deal of Bobut. It has a deal of, now Vilas Akum with us. Now, so then we explain, what if Sharif, if it has a deal of Vilas Akum, so maybe what kind of a problem is there? So maybe it should be able to be Kinect. So I say that apparently the Rambam's Shite is like the Bach. In two years, Simen Kutmen, so I mentioned that because the Bach, the same Lotus that the Yerim said that Gabi Gezlach and Mutter, that Lohemi doesn't become, even though it's Mutter, but Lohemi doesn't become, so the Bach says it with Gabi Avila Sakamot, Lohemi doesn't become. I mean, that's Sam, Lohemi can be on the Bach, because they say, Gezel, so it is Gezel. Machinikin Avila Sakur is considered like Hefkeah, like Avila Sisroi Lachayush. It's a special Gezakos. But the Bakshiki is not. That in as much as Avila Sisroi Lachayush is Gezel Mamush. But here, Avila Sisroi so there is a special Gezakos in the whole Avila Sakhicho. The Rabbi is Avila Sakur. Even Umitzos or Gezel Yodimashi. So it's not that he, so it's not Hefkeah. It's a Hefkeah. It's a hefker, but hefker it isn't. So maybe I see. So since it's not hefker, and David the Sakum title remains vested in Akum, but it's a special hefker. So maybe he cannot be king. That's what the Bach says. The Bach says that the Gabel made say Abuzor and Shalakum. Now the Lachi is that Abuzor of the boy, so the people is affected. But Abuzor shall be soil, the people is not affected. So the Bach says, suppose someone finds the Tzures, the Tzlomim of the Chovim and the Tzores, and he found it, and he had Kavonim to be Zeichem. And then he was Mevapro, he threw it, so he was Mevapro. So it's Mutabano, but he picked it up, and he had Kavonim to be Zeichem. So it became a Tzor Shal Yisrael. So this, so that the Bach says, even though Abin Sakim is Mevapro, and that Tadim Zorah was lost by me for me, but it cannot be changed. So the Bakshit is that even in Baba Avila Sakum, it doesn't become Lachem. It doesn't become Lachem. Because one cannot acquire title in something that belongs to somebody else. Unless it's Hefker. But if it belongs to somebody else, so he cannot acquire title even when it's Mutter to take it away from him. He cannot acquire title without that. No, no, no.